Hey, Geneva, you going to get outside today and do some tanning? The sun's going to be shining. It's going to be like, I don't know, 7 above.
No.
Mm. All right. Megan said she was going to go out yesterday, but I don't know if that actually happened.
So she looked more tan today?
No, I feel like that Megan, I was going to go and really well, don't you?
Sorry, what was that, Geneva?
I feel like Megan would tan really well.
I do tan.
You seem like you have that skin.
I have that indigenous blood, y'all. Get a nice, really golden tan.
Beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just turned a little pink.
Oh.
I get very olive skinned when I tan. And everybody always thinks that I'm from Spain because of it. I don't know why. But like the color of the skin in my face. So when I was in Australia, I met a girl there who was from Spain. She was traveling as well, too. And she told me, she's like, I came and talked to you because I thought you were also Spanish.
Oh,
I was very flattered. I was like, Spanish.
That's a good in.
Spanish. Yeah. Well, and then I proceeded to fumble the bag, as they say, and really screw it up talking to her. So it didn't go anywhere. But anyways, Geneva, enough about me. Let's get to today's question here for the expert. Go ahead, Megan. Who do we got today? What's our story?
Okay, this one's nice, sweet, and simple. Sweet and simple. Looking for some simple advice. A 32-year-old woman saying, Dear Geneva, I listen to you every Wednesday, and I love your no-nonsense advice. Damn straight. Not a situation, but I would love your thoughts on attraction in dating. I go on so many first dates with great guys, but say no to a second if I don't feel an immediate attraction to them. What are your thoughts on this? Ooh. Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. Oh, we've been covering this a lot lately. There's been a lot of people coming into the Book of Love and saying no to wonderful matches because they don't feel attracted to the photo.
You know what it is? You know what it is? You know what it is, you guys?
What?
What?
People are way too picky these days. It's not even about being, like, not attracted to the first photo. It's that everybody innately inside themselves, whether they want to or not, always think that there's going to be something better out there, and they prefer that feeling of, like, they want to always be kind of, like, waiting for the better thing because, well, you just go online, you see all the options, and yada, 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 and I think that's the biggest problem when it comes to that. Nobody, it's not about not thinking they're the right person. It's just they don't want to lock themselves down in case something better comes along.
There's absolutely a lot of that. I've definitely seen a lot of that. I have received a lot of that. And but also, Geneva, you're right as well with the pictures. There are some people who are extremely attractive in person, but just really take bad photos. And but I think she's referring to, because it says, won't go on a second date. I think she's referring to not being attracted in the first date. And I think that's a different story there. So when you're on the first date, you know, you have time to like talk and get to know them for a bit. And I think my response there is like, if you're not feeling it, you're not feeling it. If you don't want to vibe for a second date, then don't go on it.
Well, I'm going to say to this lovely gal what I say to everybody who, when presented a wonderful compatible match and they don't feel attracted to the photos, I say, listen, attraction is very important. It is. It really is what kind of keeps the relationship moving forward, keeps us curious, keeps things moving. But what is attraction really? Attraction can be, you know, what they look like, how they move, how they talk. But you know what else is attractive? Consistency.
Oh, yeah.
Leadership, you know, those innate things, or, you know, being a good father to the kids that you want to have, or showing up and holding your purse if you were to have cancer and go to do chemotherapy. Like, attraction goes so much deeper than that. So when we are making the decision on going on a second or third date based on, you know, do I feel attracted to them? If they're a great person, and she says they're great guys, if they're a great person, you enjoy chatting with them, you don't have a major ick, I say go on a couple more dates. And then they usually come back to me and they say, yeah, but I don't want to lead anybody on. That's what dating is. Dating is taking the time to get to know the other forms of attraction, attractiveness of people, to see if it's like an all-around package. And that's not going to happen over a beer on a first date. That comes over time. So I recommend 3 dates because, you know, we're not just going to roll around in bed every day, all day with our partner, which is what that, you know, physical attraction is. We're going to be living a life with them, and those attractive pieces can come out elsewhere.
No, that's absolutely true. It's get to know. And you know, when you see somebody's actions, sometimes that could make them look more attractive to you as well when you see that they're, you know, the kind of person that you want to be with. So got to give people those chances.
Or less attractive, but at least you're giving it the time to make sure that your decision is for sure and not just a snap decision.
Absolutely. And that's why jobs have 3-month probation periods.
Yeah.
Hey, Geneva, thanks so much for the advice. I think you're spot on with it. Well, as usual, I appreciate you coming on and sharing your wisdom.
Well, I think you're spot on it too. I love that. I love your mindset on everything too. It was a really good input. Thank you for sharing that.
Hey, Geneva, I appreciate the compliment. You don't have to tell me though. I am well aware I'm right about everything all the time, but I do appreciate that though.
Can't wait for us to disagree on something. We'll see who's right.
No, it'll never happen. There will never be a reason to disagree because we'll just have to be like, well, Andy's the correct one. So
it'll happen.
Yeah, you know, I'll be the one teaching you stuff, Geneva.
It'll happen.